This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Police in Trenton, New Jersey have arrested a man they say killed three of his family members early Saturday in their homes outside Philadelphia. They say 26-year-old Andre Gordon Jr. shot his stepmother, his 13-year-old sister, and the mother of his two children before running toward New Jersey. NPR's Juliana Kim says a search was underway for hours and led to major concerns for area residents.
Before the suspect was found, Falls Township was under lockdown for a few hours. Police told residents to lock their doors and stay away from windows. At stores, customers were asked to abruptly leave so that businesses can close, including the nearby Sesame Street-themed amusement park called Sesame Place. Organizers also canceled the county's St. Patrick's Day parade that was supposed to happen today.
Police have so far offered no motive for the killings. Three Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate are hoping to be the last man standing after Tuesday's primary in Ohio. Supporters of the entrepreneur Bernie Moreno came out Saturday for a rally that featured former President Donald Trump. Catherine Mobley of member station WYSO attended the rally near the Dayton International Airport.
Entrepreneur Bernie Moreno landed the coveted Trump endorsement. He hopes that'll push him ahead of two other GOP candidates vying for the U.S. Senate seat, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan. Marina told supporters he will fight for an America First agenda.
We take care of our own. We don't take care of people who break our laws.
The winner of the Republican primary will face three-term Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in November. The GOP's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump, further excited the crowd with promises to close the border, to protect Social Security and Medicaid. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Mobley in Vandalia, Ohio.
Trump also used the rally to once again rail against immigrants, at one point in a speech calling them animals. He also warned that if he loses the fall election, America will witness a bloodbath. Thousands of protesters are marching in Tel Aviv this weekend, carrying Israeli flags and banners. They're demanding that the government negotiate a quick end to the war with Hamas. Yehuda Halper joined the protests and outlined their demands.
We need to accept the peace treaty. We need to have return of the hostages, and we need to establish a governing authority that can be relied upon in Gaza so that we can resume peaceful relations.
Israeli negotiators, meanwhile, are returning to Qatar, where it's believed that a new round of ceasefire talks could begin soon after Hamas offered a new plan for a pause in the fighting. A Palestinian gunman opened fire toward a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank on Saturday. News reports have not said if there were any injuries. The gunman opened fire from the Palestinian cemetery in Hebron. He was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers. You're listening to NPR News. A volcano has begun erupting once again in Iceland. It's the fourth time since December that an eruption has occurred on a peninsula that sits just south of the country's capital city, and it's opened a fissure that's about 2 miles long. Reiki Pettersson of the University of Iceland says this latest volcanic activity was expected.
The exact time of it starting is not possible to predict.
The eruption caused the evacuation of hundreds of people who were staying at the Blue Lagoon. That's one of Iceland's most popular attractions. The rollout of a revamped federal student aid form has finally hit many hurdles this school year. But this week, after months of delays, colleges started to get student financial aid data. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has our reports.
Prospective students are well into the college application timeline by now. In a normal year, they would have had their acceptance letters, scholarship information, and financial aid offers in hand by mid-March. But this year, it's a little different. Acceptances may have gone out, but financial aid still hasn't, and it might be a while. March 15th was the deadline the Department of Education set to start sending federal student aid data to schools. The good news is they did make the deadline. This past week, schools began receiving some data, so financial aid officers can take their next steps. Some schools are giving students until later in May to decide where they're going, but it's yet to be seen how fast colleges can turn these financial aid offers around. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
And I'm Dale Willman, and you're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.